Welcome to another episode of the Digital Business Acquisitions Podcast. I'm your host, Juan, and today we're delving into a topic that stands as the backbone of any successful business acquisition, understanding and improving your credit score. In the world of digital business acquisitions, your credit score isn't just a number, it's your financial reputation, a key that can unlock the door to potential business opportunities or seal it shut. Whether you're eyeing that promising e-commerce platform, a cutting-edge software company, or a content-rich blog, the health of your credit can significantly impact your ability to secure financing for your entrepreneurial dreams. Today, we'll break down the essentials, what a credit score really represents in the context of business acquisitions, why it matters more than you might think, and how a strong credit profile can be your best ally in purchasing the digital business of your dreams. Whether you're a seasoned investor or a first-time buyer, understanding the nuances of credit scores in digital acquisitions is crucial. So sit back, take notes, and let's dive into how you can prepare your credit profile to open new doors in the digital world. First, what exactly is a credit score? Think of it as a financial report card that lenders use to gauge your reliability as a borrower. This score is based on your credit history, including how much debt you have, how timely you are with payments, and your overall financial behavior. Your credit score is made up of several components: payment history, amounts owed, length of credit history, new credit, and types of credit used. Each factor contributes differently to your overall score. For example, payment history and amounts owed usually have the biggest impact. But why does this matter for business financing? Well, when you're looking to acquire a digital business, lenders will scrutinize your credit score to decide whether to lend you money and under what terms. A higher score can lead to better interest rates and terms, which can significantly affect the cost of your acquisition and your business's bottom line. So, understanding your credit score is the first step in positioning yourself as an attractive candidate for business loans or financing. Whether you're eyeing a lucrative e-commerce site or a niche blog, your credit score can be the difference between sealing the deal or watching the opportunity pass you by. Let's now clear the air on some common misconceptions about credit scores and how various actions can impact your score. First off, many believe checking your credit score frequently harms it. This is a myth. Checking your own score is considered a soft inquiry and doesn't affect your credit. Understanding this can empower you to monitor your score without fear. Another misconception is that carrying a high balance on your credit cards improves your credit score. In reality, maintaining high balances can hurt your score due to high credit utilization ratios. It's often better to pay balances in full each month if possible, or have at maximum 30% credit utilization. Some people think all debts are bad for your score, but this isn't entirely true. Diverse types of credit, like installment loans and credit cards, can actually benefit your score if managed responsibly. Finally, there's a myth that closing old credit accounts boosts your score. The opposite may be true, as closing accounts can shorten your credit history and increase your credit utilization ratio, potentially lowering your score. Understanding these myths and realities can guide you in making informed decisions that positively impact your credit score, thus enhancing your ability to finance the acquisition of a digital business. Now let's explore some strategies to elevate your credit score, ensuring you're in the best position for acquiring digital businesses through financing. First and foremost, timely bill payments are fundamental. Late payments can severely impact your credit score. Set up reminders or automatic payments to ensure you're never late. Reducing your debt is another essential strategy. High balances, especially on credit cards, can lower your score. Aim to keep your credit utilization, the ratio of your debt to your credit limit, below 30%. Paying down balances, starting with high interest accounts, not only improves your credit score, but also saves you money on interest. Increasing your credit limit can also help your credit utilization ratio, but this should be approached cautiously. Only consider this if you're confident in your ability to spend responsibly. Otherwise, it could lead to more debt. Diversifying your credit is beneficial. A mix of installment loans, like a car loan or mortgage, and revolving credit, like credit cards, can show lenders that you can handle different types of credit responsibly. However, this doesn't mean you should take on unnecessary debt. Instead, it's about managing different types of existing credit well. Monitoring your credit report is non-negotiable. Errors or fraudulent activities can unfairly lower your score. Services that allow you to check your credit score for free without impacting it can be invaluable tools. Regular checks mean you can quickly identify and address issues. If you find inaccuracies, dispute them immediately with the credit bureau. This process can involve providing documentation, so keep good records. Successfully disputing errors can have a significant positive impact on your credit score. Lastly, consider speaking with a financial advisor or credit counselor if you're struggling to manage your debt or improve your credit score. Professional guidance can help you make informed decisions and develop a personalized strategy for enhancing your credit profile. By taking these steps, not only will you improve your chances of securing better terms for business financing, but you'll also set a strong financial foundation for your future digital business acquisitions. Let's tackle how to prime your credit for business financing. This involves not just fixing up your existing credit, but strategizing to present the best financial profile to lenders, who will scrutinize your creditworthiness based on your credit history, score, and financial behaviors. Firstly, ensure your credit report is free from errors and that all debts are accurately reported. Next, start paying down high balances, especially on revolving credit like credit cards, as this can significantly impact your credit utilization ratio. It's also wise to avoid opening new personal credit lines or making large purchases on credit before applying for business financing. Such actions can lead to hard inquiries on your report and increase your debt-to-income ratio, both of which can be red flags for lenders. Understanding how lenders assess creditworthiness is crucial. They look at your credit score, debt repayment history, and income stability to evaluate the risk they undertake by lending to you. Demonstrating a history of responsible credit usage and a stable financial position can significantly enhance your attractiveness as a borrower. Finally, consider any existing business credit profiles that may exist under your business's name. These can also impact your ability to secure financing. Just as with personal credit, ensure the business credit report is accurate and reflects a positive credit history. By meticulously preparing your credit profile, you not only increase your chances of securing favorable business financing, but also set the stage for the successful acquisition and management of your digital business. Remember, a strong credit profile opens many doors in the business world. Thanks for joining me today, and I will see you in the next episode.